Service array, mental health, Medicaid, specialty, supports and services descriptions. Note, if you are a Medicaid beneficiary and have a serious mental illness, serious emotional disturbance, developmental disability, or substance use disorder, you may be eligible for some of the mental health, Medicaid, specialty, supports and services listed. Before services can be started, you will take part in an assessment to find out if you are eligible for services. It will identify the services that can best meet your needs. You will need to know that not all people who come to us are eligible and not all services are available to everyone we serve. If a service cannot help you, your community mental health agency will not pay for it. In addition to meeting medically necessary criteria, services listed marked with an asterisk require a doctor's prescription. The pharmacy benefit is managed by the Upper Peninsula Health Plan. ACT, or Assertive Community Treatment, provides basic services and supports essential for people with serious mental illness to maintain independence in the community. An ACT team will provide mental health therapy and help with medications. The team may also help access community resources and supports needed to maintain wellness and participate in social, educational, and vocational activities. ACT may be provided daily for individuals who participate. Assessment includes a comprehensive psychiatric evaluation, psychological testing, substance abuse screening, or other assessments conducted to determine a person's level of functioning and mental health treatment needs. Physical health assessments are not part of the PIHP service. Assistive technology, asterisk, includes adaptive devices and supplies that are not covered under the Medicaid health plan or other community resources. These devices help individuals better take care of themselves or better interact in places where they live, work, and play. Behavioral treatment review. If a person's illness or disability involves behaviors that they or others work with them want to change, their individual plan of service may include a plan that talks about the behavior. This plan is often called a behavior treatment plan. The behavior management plan is monitored during person-centered planning and then approved and reviewed regularly by a team of specialists to make sure that it is effective and dignified and continues to meet the person's needs. Clubhouse programs are programs where members and staff work side-by-side to operate the clubhouse to ensure and encourage participation in greater community. Clubhouse programs focus on fostering recovery, competency, and social supports as well as vocational skills and opportunities. Community inpatient services are hospital services used to stabilize a mental health condition in the event of a significant change in symptoms or in a mental health emergency. Community hospital services are provided in licensed psychiatric hospitals and in licensed psychiatric units of general hospitals. Community living supports, CLS, are activities provided by paid staff that help adults with either serious mental illness or developmental disabilities live independently and participate actively in the community. CLS may also help families who have children with special needs such as developmental disabilities and serious emotional disturbance. Crisis interventions are unscheduled individual or group services aimed at reducing or eliminating the impact of unexpected events on mental health and well-being. Crisis residential services are short-term alternatives to inpatient hospitalization provided in a licensed residential setting. Enhanced pharmacy, asterisk, includes doctor-ordered non-prescription over-the-counter items such as vitamins or cough syrup, necessary to manage your health conditions when a person's Medicaid health plan does not cover these items. Environmental modifications, asterisk, are physical changes to a person's home, car, work environment that are direct medical or remedial benefit to the person. Modifications ensure access, protect health and safety, enable greater independence for a person with physical disabilities. Note that all other resources of funding must be explored first. Family support and training provides family-focused assistance to family members relating to and caring for a relative with a serious mental illness, serious emotional disturbance, or developmental disability. Family skills training is education and training for families who live with or care for a family member who is eligible for the Children's Waiver Program. Fiscal intermediary services help individuals manage their service and support budget and pay providers if they are using a self-determination approach. Health services includes assessment, treatment, professional monitoring of health conditions that are related to or impacted by a person's mental health condition. A person's primary doctor will treat any other health conditions they may have. Home-based services for children and families are provided in the family home or in another community setting. Services are designed individually for each family and can include things like mental health therapy, crisis intervention, service coordination, or other supports to the family. Housing assistance is assistance with short-term, transitional, or one-time only expenses in an individual's home that his or her resources and other community resources could not cover. Intensive crisis stabilization is another short-term alternative to inpatient hospitalization. Intensive crisis stabilization services are structured treatment and support activities provided by a mental health crisis team in the person's home or other community setting. Medication administration is a doctor, nurse, or other licensed medical provider provides an injection or an oral medication or topical medication. Medication review is the evaluation and monitoring of medicines used to treat a person's mental illness condition, their effects, and the need for continuing or changing their meds. Mental health therapy and counseling for adults, children, and family includes therapy or counseling designed to help improve functioning and relationships with other people. Nursing home mental health assessment and monitoring includes a review of nursing home residents' need for and response to mental health treatment along with consultations with nursing home staff. Occupational therapy includes the evaluation by an occupational therapist of an individual's ability to do things in order to take care of themselves every day and treatments to help increase these abilities. Partial hospital services include psychiatric, psychological, social, occupational, nursing, music therapy, and therapeutic recreational services in a hospital setting under a doctor's supervision. Partial hospitalization services are provided during the day. Participants go home at night. Peer-delivered and peer specialist services. Peer-delivered services such as drop-in centers are entirely run by consumers of mental health services. They offer help with food, clothing, socialization, housing, and support to begin or maintain mental health treatment. Peer support specialist services are activities designed to help persons with serious mental illness in their individual recovery journey and are provided by individuals who are in recovery from serious mental illness. Peer mentors help people with developmental disabilities. Personal care and specialized residential settings assists an individual with mental illness or developmental disabilities with activities of daily living, self-care, and basic needs while they are living in a specialized residential setting in the community. Physical therapy, includes the evaluation by a physical therapist of a person's physical abilities, such as the ways they move their arms or hands or hold their body, and treatments to help them improve their physical abilities. Prevention service models uses both individual and group intervention designed to reduce the likelihood that individuals will need treatment from public mental health system. Respite care services provide short-term relief to the unpaid primary care of people eligible for specialty services. Respite providers temporarily alternative care either in the family home or another community setting chosen by the family. Skill building assessment includes support services and training to help a person participate actively in school, work, volunteer, or community settings, or to learn social skills they need to help support themselves and to get around in the community. Speech language therapy includes the evaluation by a speech therapist of a person's ability to use and understand language and communicate with others or to manage, swallow, or related conditions and treatments to help enhance speech and communications and swallowing. Supports coordination or targeted case management. A supports coordinator or case manager is a staff person who helps write an individual plan of service and make sure the services are delivered. Supports integrated employment services, provide initial and ongoing support services training, usually provided at the job site to help adults who are eligible for mental health services find, keep paid employment. Transportation may be provided to and from a person's home in order to take part in a non-medical service. Treatment planning assists the persons who, and those of choosing development and periodic review of the individual plan of service. Wraparound services for children and adults with serious emotional disturbance in their families that include treatment and support necessary to maintain the child in the